for anyone looking for that perfect lawn, stay on top of it by controlling your weeds with Bonide's Weed Beater Complete. Not only does it kill your existing weeds, but it will also, it's a pre-emergent, so it'll kill any seeds before they germinate. With our, if you haven't applied it yet, it's not too late with the Weed Beater Complete, because again, it's a pre- and post-emergent weed-killing product, and it'll help guys like Don in Phoenix, who writes in and says, how do I control my weed problem and my rocks? You know what? It's a granular product. You can apply it to your rock lawn as well. You can find it all over the state, including Summer Winds in Mesa, Savano's in Tucson on Houghton Road, along with Magic Garden Nursery on Pantano and 22nd, and then in Lakeside at Christopher's Garden Center. Beautiful place if you've not been to the White Mountain Sholo area. Gosh, it's a gorgeous area. Bonide products are an American-made family, and again, that's Weed Beater Complete for control. As we were going to break, the topic, we were getting to the main reason we brought Kevin in, and I skipped over our digital newsroom, and I'm going to because this is a rare opportunity we get you for an entire hour with your busy schedule. I'm going to the county fair. I'm looking for some beef, man. How much does a cow weigh, and what's the price per pound?
Well, most of them, it's a market show, so most of them that are sold are at market weight, which is like 1,250 pounds, and that's the weight you're going to pay on. Some of these steers may be 1,300 or 1,400 pounds, so you may get some free beef, depending on what that animal weighs, and so you're always watching on the program to see which ones are the big ones, and a good good guy up on the block is going to tell you, hey, with this animal, you're going to get 250 pounds of free beef. And those kids have raised those animals all year. In fact, kids today are already out looking for their calves to raise for next year. There's a sale out at Rovey's on the 18th for folks who are looking for their animals for next year. But, current market on beef's pretty high. You know, so when you go to the county fair, you're always going to pay at least market or better because you want to support the kids. And these are the kids that are doing things right. It's sometimes hard to get the support for those kids because you don't read about them in the paper. They're not the ones that are causing problems at the school or you know, on the drugs or, you know, having the DUIs and all that. They're just good kids. So you tend to pay a premium. You could spend $3,000 or $4,000 for a side of beef, for a whole animal. You could certainly go into a deal with your neighbors and say, hey, let's go down and buy one together. Let's split it. Let's go three ways and everybody get a couple hundred pounds of meat out of the deal.
And that's what we have to do just because we don't have enough storage to freeze that much meat.
Sure. It takes a lot of room if you're going to get a whole beef. But understand there's lots of other animals there. I mean,
pork.
We'll do pork. We'll do turkey. We'll do goats. There's lamb. So you've got all the major livestock that are going to be down there this next Saturday and Friday evening for the small stock auction that are there. And even at the small stock auction, some people go down and buy an animal and they don't necessarily want it, and they'll donate it back to the youth. And they can take it home, they can donate it to the zoo, they can take it to a petting facility. So there's a lot of ways people can contribute and support these kids that are learning things that they don't know. A lot of them are inner city kids that may keep an animal at the high school instead of at home.
And you got to remember, a lot of these kids are going to take that money that they sold their livestock animal and they're going to put it in their college fund. I know that's what I did. I had pig from 9 to 19, would sell it every year at the Pinal County Fair auction. And that went into my savings account, and it helped me with college. It didn't pay for all of college, but it helped for it a little bit. And the kids today are doing it. I just read about one 4-H'er, and she's been so serious about that, you know, she's got her spreadsheet. She knows how what she's spending and what her investment's going to be on that animal. So you're actually, if you buy animals at auction at any of these county fairs, you're contributing to that kid's college fund, and you're purchasing local. We're into that today, so.
And when you're doing that, and on the financial, our girls sell eggs, and that helps. Not only does it help them teach them about money, but like you're saying with the spreadsheet, the cost per egg that, you know, here's the sack of feed, how long it lasts, how many chickens, how much they lay. I mean, it just teaches them about business and money, and that it doesn't grow on trees. It's great there, but when you buy local and you're buying from these kids, the care and the amount of attention that animal gets, I always think about that milk commercial, happy cows make good milk or something like that, or happy cows is good cheese. It's good meat, too. When you eat that animal, you know where that extra money went.
And it's the tradition. They're carrying on the tradition of these farm and ranch families that have been in it. So you know you're going to get quality animals because their parents are probably ranching or farming, and they just know good agriculture practices. I think in 2013, U of A tells us that there were $4 million in livestock sales alone in Arizona at the county fairs.
$4 million. In Arizona, just at county fairs.
Just at county fairs selling these 4-H and FFA livestock animals. It's pretty neat.
Now, something important Kevin was mentioning on the break that I think we need to address. It's to do this. It's not like there's no regulation at all.
Well, the kids are required in order to participate in most fairs, whether it's a jackpot show circuit like the Salish Show Circuit, Arizona National Livestock Show, or some of the bigger shows up in Denver, World Pork Expo, some of those, that the kids are required to take quality assurance classes. Maricopa County here and across the state require that kids take a quality assurance class so they understand when their animal may not be feeling well, what are some signs, what the temperatures are, all those things they need to be up to speed on, because if they're going to take care of that animal, they have to take it all in. And sometimes animals get sick. Kids need to know how to do that or who to call. And so through the University of Arizona Extension Program, there's quality assurance statewide that the youth have to participate in. And they're not allowed to enter the fair unless they've taken that course. And so that's done all through the chain. The National Pork Board has a national quality assurance program that our kids have to take every year. In fact, the kids showing hogs at Maricopa County Fair this week are required to take two different quality assurance classes, the one through the University of Arizona and then the second through the National Pork Board, which they can take online or they can go to a class. So the kids are doing a great job raising their animals. And there's a lot of great programs out there that aren't just with traditional farm kids like mine, but you look at Sunshine Acres. They've got a tremendous beef program out there where they have volunteers come in that help these kids that are not in the best environment at home, and they're there at Sunshine Acres, and they've got a great program there that Lori Lewis runs with those kids, that they're actually learning to take care of animals, and they're out there every evening getting them to lead, giving them bass, blowing them off with the blow dryers, and because the deal with the cattle is you want the hair long. And so there's a lot of great folks that participate in all the county fairs statewide, but because this one's near and dear to my heart, we know what's going on this week here in Phoenix, and I encourage everyone to come out and watch. It's a great opportunity to see kids from 9 to 19 working with animals, and those kids have raised
those. You have to be 9?
You have to be in 4-H. Now, some depending on the day and your birthday is, but I know to be in 4-H, you have to be 9 by January 1. So if you turn 9 in December, you were able to show this year, and you were able to join 4-H back in October when the 4-H year starts. And FFA, another great youth program. Kids start in high school, and so that takes care of them into high school. And then a year after high school, their freshman year in college, they're still able to participate as well.
And beyond these animal husbandry things they learn and just responsibility, the care of animals, you develop these lifelong friendships with your fellow 4-H friends. And I have some friendships that were spawned at the Pinal County Fair that we still interact today just because of those relationships. So there's so many residual positive benefits from the 4-H and FFA involvement in our county fairs.
And then, of course, once you get to the fair with the animal, not anyone can just show up with an animal and enter it. I mean, there's inspections. They've got to make weight. They've got to pass certain
entry fees.
Yeah, and the kids will have weigh-in Tuesday morning, starts at 5 a.m., goes till noon. So all the hogs, which is what my kids participate in this year, they'll be there from 5 a.m. to noon. Each club is assigned a specific time. There'll be folks there looking at the animals. There'll be a weigh-in, just like you said. They'll be classified based on weight and by breed. So there's someone there who'll classify the breed. Is that a York? Is it a Hamp? Is it a crossbred? And start the process of making the class orders and things like that. But in order to enter and to get there, the kids have already taken their class prior to early on, so they're on board. But there's a lot of oversight, right? You just can't come in with a neighborhood chicken that you've had in the backyard. You had to be in an organized program and enter and participate in the youth program that's there.
So this is my first time to the county fair. I've got a couple neighbors together, and we've got, let's just say, $3,000. We're expecting about 250, 300 pounds per person on a beef cow to eat. That we go there, We're in the auction. We get one. We win the high bid. I live in a condo. What am I supposed to do with this cow now?
When you're the successful bidder of any animal, they'll have a runner bring up a sheet. You'll have to sign it. And before you get your bidder's number, you'll have to talk about how you're going to pay for it, whether you're going to buy with a check or cash or credit card. Obviously, today, form of payment is acceptable. There's a whole committee there that's out there to help you be successful. So if you've got X number of dollars to spend, they'll help you spend it and make sure it gets used wisely. And then you'll decide which meat locker it's going to complete the harvest for you. There's several around the state that you can choose to send them to. We dropped off our kid's carcass hog yesterday morning out in Queen Creek at Miller Southwest Processing, and that's actually an event where they judge the animal hanging in the freezer on quality of meat, including marbling and size of the loin eye and all those things. So and they'll be on display there this next week. But so you'll decide which facility you're going to send it to for the harvest, and then you'll talk to them and tell them how you want it cut up, whether you want T-bones or pork chops or however you want your beef or hog or lamb or goat to be packaged and wrapped, and you'll pay them for that service, and they'll call you in a few weeks, and you'll come pick it up and take it home in the freezer.
And that few weeks is important. It's not like you're going to be able to feast that night or the next day. There's an aging process for good meat production.
There is, and depending on what you're purchasing will determine, you know, the length of time it takes, and some guys will let them hang. Like if you're going to smoke part of your pork, smoke your ham, smoke your bacon, do something like that. That can take several extra weeks to get that process done. The same thing with your beef, and they'll go through all those things with you to make sure that you get the cut of meat you want, no matter the species. So it'll be great on the grill or with your breakfast and eggs, and you won't be disappointed.
And Romy, another thing that's neat about these fairs is there's some buyers that regularly come. We used to have Bash's, our local grocer, always used to buy 4-H and FFA animals. And also we've got some restaurants that are really serious about buying it from our kids because they know it's going to go into their college funds. So we have some people that are really committed year after year to going to the auctions and purchasing.
Yeah, there's a lot of support statewide for our kids, and never enough. But it's a lot of work, and there's a lot of volunteers that work to make sure we have folks in the bleachers because it is set up as a nonprofit. So companies who want to come down and support these kids are able to do that, and we encourage them to come down and watch an experience and maybe go in with some friends the first year and then come back and buy your own.
And it's a county fair. It's not just a livestock auction. So you've got everything else you can expect from a fair, your rides, the impossible target shooting setup of the moving things. There's mutton busting.
There's all kinds of things, and just like any county fair, you've got a lot of food, you've got a lot of photography, you've got quilts that we've had folks work on for months and months and years sometimes that are entered there. There's all kinds of things that people can come down and walk through the county fair, and it's a family. You know, it's a family atmosphere. We strive to provide a good place for kids to come and be there with their families for making memories. That's what it's about.